Okay, guys, welcome to Friday prayer. It's packed up in here. Come up for communion. Grab communion. Let's have a good Friday prayer. Let's worship Jesus today. Worship God. And keep it simple. Just praise the Lord. I don't want to preach or say anything too much, but I think we can just praise Him and give Him glory and do all that good stuff. The stuff that you're supposed to be doing, because we believe in Him, you know? Yeah, so let's get communion and we'll just begin prayer. I'm excited. Lord Jesus, I bless your name today. Father, I bless your name today. Lord, I honor you, Jesus. I honor you, Lord. I honor you as my God, and I honor you as my Lord. Jesus, we do all of this because we love you and we honor you. We do all of this because of who you are to us and what you literally have done for us. Jesus, you've done everything for us. Everything I have, everything I am, everything I've been through, everything we've been through, everything that we are is because of you, Lord. Let your will be done always, Jesus. Everything you want, Lord. Everything you want. Everything you need, Jesus. Whatever you want, let it be done, Jesus. We live for you, God. We live for you, Lord. Anything you want, Lord. Anything you want from us, Lord. We live for you. We're yours, Father. We're yours, Jesus. Whatever you want, God, it doesn't matter. Just call on us, Lord. Lord, we dedicate these next couple of hours to you. This time that we're spending here, we're fully focused on you, Lord. No distractions, not worried about life, not worried about any of the distractions that choke out the seed. Only on you, Jesus. You can have this time. Have this time that we gather today. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. This time is fully yours. Lord, your name be picked up, magnified, glorified. Jesus, your name. Only your name, Lord. Only your name, Jesus. You're the centerpiece of our faith. You're the centerpiece of our lives. Jesus, you're the centerpiece. The God who came down in flesh. You became human, Jesus. Every time I think about that, Father, every time I think about that, when Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Don't say you don't know the Father, he told his disciples. If you've seen me, he told Philip, I think it was, you've seen the Father. Jesus, you're the image of the Father. You're the image of God. The one who came down. You loved us so much. You wanted to show us the Father. You humbled yourself, Lord. You became a human and you showed us who God is. You showed us the Father's love. You showed us the Father's mercy. You showed us his nature. You showed us all of his attributes, Lord. You showed us his humbleness, his humility. You showed us his strength. showed us his love. Jesus, thank you for being such a humble God, for being such a humble King. Lord, I want to follow in your footsteps. The way you walk on this earth, I want to follow the way you did it. In humility, in purpose, in strength, loving everyone, but you never, ever deviated from your mission. I want to be like you, Jesus. I want to be like you, Lord. Fully loving the Lord. So Jesus, this time is yours. want to read some verses from John 15 and maybe John 16. It's where Jesus is talking about how he is the true vine. And let's read. Jesus says, "I am the true grapevine." Thank you, Jesus. You're the true grapevine. "And my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit. And he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you." Jesus, thank you that we are a part of the vine. Lord, thank you that you are the vine, and we are branches, Lord. Jesus, thank you that when we remain in you, you remain in us, Lord. It's such a blessing to be one with Jesus. We are one with our God. I don't even know fully what that means, but every time I think about how me and God are one, I don't have to worry about anything else. Me and God are one. It frees me. It sets me free. It gives me so much power and so much life and so much love in my heart. When me and the Lord are one, that means I can never be separated from Him. We can never be separated from Him. We're joined to Him. We are already one. We have become one unit, us and God, us and Jesus. Jesus the vine, and we're the branches. Jesus, thank you that we are the branches. Lord Jesus, thank you that we are the branches. I am a part of the vine. We are a part of the vine of God, which is Jesus. That's why it's so beautiful to sing, "Jesus, we bless you." Lord, I'm so honored to sing, "Jesus, we bless you." I'm so honored to sing that. It gives me so much happiness, so much joy. "Jesus, we bless you. We bless you, Lord." Lord, that is the best gift, best way I could spend my time, not asking for anything in prayer, not trying to always fight for something or do something, but to bless you, Jesus. It's so amazing just to bless you, Lord. Lord, that's what tonight is. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. We love you. We give you the love that you gave us, Jesus. We love you. We bless you, Lord. You are the vine, and we are the branches. Lord, we want to produce fruit. We want to be the branches that produce fruit. And we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we are the branches. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. From a pure heart, we bless you, Lord. From pure motives, we bless you, Lord. Not wanting anything back. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, our God. We bless you and we love you. We want the best for your kingdom. We bless you, God. It's an honor to be a part of your kingdom, Jesus. I'm honored to be a part of your kingdom. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Now and see,
Jesus is King. Jesus. Of voices saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power to our God. All His judgments are right and true, for He has judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her sexual immorality. He has avenged on her the blood of His loving servants." And again they shouted, "Hallelujah! The smoke of her destruction goes up forever and ever, ever." The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell face down and worshiped God, who sits on the throne, saying in agreement, bride. We say amen, hallelujah. Then the voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all His loving servants, and all who reverence and honor Him, those who are lovely and those who are great." And then I heard what seems to be the thunderous voices of great multitudes, like a sound of massive waterfall and mighty peals of thunder, crying out, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Yes! Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns." Let us rejoice and exalt Him and give Him glory. was faithful and true, and with pure righteousness, he judged the rise up to battle. He wore many regal crowns, and his eyes were flashing like flames of fire. He had a secret name inscribed on him that's known only to himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood. And his title is called the Word of God. Following him on the white horses were the armies of heaven, wearing white linen, fine linen, pure and bright. And a sharp sword came from his mouth, with which he conquered the nations. Amen. A sharp sword came down from his mouth, with which he conquered the nations, and he will shepherd them with an iron scepter. He will trample out the wine of the winepress of the wrath of God. On his robe and on his tie, he had an inscribed name: King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want us to see that right now. Him, one lifted up. He's the one we're singing about. He's the one we're praying about. He's the one we're laying low, bowing to, all to his lordship. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want us to see that right now. And I want us to join that right now. Celebrate the Lamb. Oh, by gazing upon him, by beholding him, by worshiping him, by lifting him, by seeing him, by seeking him. Oh, all to your lordship, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We say all always about Jesus. It will always be about Jesus. And you know, I keep seeing this picture over and over. It's the season right now, right? Well, the Easter, the Resurrection Sunday, right? We just celebrated. But I keep seeing it in, like, as if in our time. You know, in the Bible, when he was riding on a donkey, right? Jesus, right? And they were all excited. They were all laying out down. I don't have the words, but they were like laying those palm trees, and saying all to Jesus. They were so excited. And then they crucified him, of course. But imagine that celebration, right? But in our own time right now. Us, our voices. I just keep seeing Jesus writing, right? As if he's writing, and we are using our voices, we are using our vessels to lay down that worship before him, like preparing the way, you know, like for him to walk in, to ride, to drive through. And I want you to see that today. I want every one of you. There's a reason why I keep saying, do you see it? Do you see it? Because our imagination is so amazing. We only have to see it. We only have to close our eyes and go wild with your imagination. Go free with your imagination, but focus on the Lamb. Focus on Jesus. You will see how radical your worship is gonna be. You will see why he is worthy. You will understand why the song never ends, why the worship never stops, never ceases. I just keep seeing Jesus. I don't know. I think if we're gonna keep doing that and just lifting our praise, something is gonna happen and break out today. Do you believe that? Do you see that? Do you understand what I'm saying? So why don't you all, let's go, come join in agreement. Let's all do this together as the body. And you girls, just go ahead spontaneously. Just flow. Yeah, focus on him. Yeah, sing about him. Go wild about him. All hail to you, Jesus. Yeah.
Oh.
receive you, Jesus. Oh, we see you, Jesus. We choose to see you, Jesus. Our eyes are open. Our ears are open. We see you, Jesus. We see you, Jesus.
Jesus is King.
Come on. Yes.
Forevermore. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord.
Do you know He's here? Do you see Him here?
Jesus is King.
Jesus is here.
Forevermore.
He's never left us.
He reigns forevermore.
Yeah, He's here.
He reigns forevermore.
We bow to Your Lordship.
He reigns forevermore.
Bow to Your Lordship.
Forevermore.
We bow to Your Lordship. Bow to Your Lordship. worthy. We celebrate the Lamb, the resurrected Lamb, the resurrected Lamb. It's all to your lordship.
You. If
That was an amazing time of praising God. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us. We love you. We praise you. Our lives are yours. And Jesus, it's just a blessing to be with you and for you to be in this room and for us to be one with you. Always knowing you, always experiencing your presence, always loving you, always experiencing your love, God. We honor you, Lord. Everything is for you. This is all for you. In Jesus' name, amen.